inner hall of life.
Welcome to the Inner Hole Uprising, the podcast about sex,
love, and dating
from the perspective of two black drunken whores.
Neither of us are drunk right now.
I feel drunk. I'm very
tired. Because you're tired. That's what sleep depression deprivation does.
I'm tired. You're depressed.
I'm fine.
Fun ass episode.
Best day of my life.
I don't know what we're talking about.
Today we're talking
polyamorous.
About...
I'm Sam.
I'm Shanika.
We're Slam Pad Productions. We make shit. Whatever.
Yeah.
Who gives a fuck about it?
You can follow along in our conversation on Twitter, Instagram.
Nope. If you would like to live tweet this show, you can do so by using the hashtag InnerHoeUprising.
Yeah.
Our fan of the week is
Uchetta. He's here in the studio with us.
Yeah.
Woo. Yep.
And that's why he's fan of the week.
Yeah, he says
because he made it here and none of the rest of you did.
No one get knows the fuck where on we your game. VR,
yeah, exactly. He found us.
The song we just listened to was Hoteps, Hotepin by Rodimus Prime.
Yeah.
If you make music, know people who make music, send it our way.
Yes.
Because it's just fun and great.
Exactly.
All right, enough about you. Now on to the world.
Not about us.
This is our segment.
Fuck that! Current events topics of the week.
Yeah. So.
Dun, 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 dun,
whoa. Dun, wow. Dun, 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 dun. No, no, we did it wrong.
I don't know music, nigga. We got a real Harry Potter fan in here. Wow, I was totally wrong. I also can't do the Game of Thrones theme song. It's my favorite show.
Is it the easiest song?
But I always get lost in those dentas. I lose myself in the arts.
That's understandable.
Too many people getting beheaded and shit, you know? So about this Harry Potter themed wedding.
Yeah. So this dope couple recently, or at least people recently caring about it, Stephanie
Dodd. This happened 8 years ago.
Stephanie Dodd, age 26, and Samuel
Mad Gosh, White People is what it is.
25. Mm-hmm. Had a $65,000 Harry Potter themed wedding.
That's crazy.
Look them up. The pictures are awesome.
Yeah,
they had it at
they're only awesome because this was $65,000.
It was a lot of
so if
money.
You were thinking of doing your basic bitch Harry Potter wedding,
it would
don't.
Have to be
it's gonna look like shit.
Oh, this is my
sorry,
idea
Shanika. No,
is we have to work with the JK Rowling estate.
Uh-huh.
Get some of the rights to sell party things and have a company that solely does Harry Potter weddings.
But don't you think it'll get janky at that point?
No, because it's a wedding. It's like weddings are mad cheesy. Everybody does the same fucking shit.
Uh-huh.
Usually, you know. Uh-huh. So just to have little Harry Potter.
That's a good idea.
For specifically
somebody's
for our
generation. Taking your idea.
Yeah, I want
trademark.
If you make this idea happen, at least just say Shanika said it first. I don't need the money.
Okay.
So they did it at this place called the Bell Tower in Houston, Texas. Mm-hmm. And made it into the Forbidden Forest.
Mm-hmm.
And it's mad pretty. It's like white walls, towering. I don't know, we're finding a castle.
Yeah.
And it's like plants and shit everywhere. And it's
yeah.
so beautiful.
That's amazing. Were they real plants or fake plants?
That I can't. On the outside, they were real. Mm-hmm. On the inside, it would be so dope.
It's
if they
paper
were
mache. Nah, it was that real sounds... plants. It's $65,000.
Yeah, they could buy plants.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't even know if that includes, like, the dress and everything, like other expenses aside
wow.
from, I don't know. But, so, yeah, so one of the things I love, they had a live owl deliver the ring mm-hmm. to the best man.
That's amazing.
It's fucking awesome.
Uh-huh.
Although the owl handler in the picture looked very distraught. She just didn't look
it was the hardest thing she's ever done in her whole
she's
life.
Like, wow. I have to live up to, like, I don't know, it's just so majestic. I just want
she's
to
like, I'm
there.
Getting paid so little, and they just dropped 65 G's.
Yeah, like, what the fuck? I feel upset. Mad Quidditch puns everywhere on, uh-huh. on the bride and groom thing. It's like a,
that's fun.
He's a keeper, she's a catcher.
That's really fun.
Pages of the book were on the aisle as they walked down.
Was it like from petals. Actual book?
Yeah, which is
wow.
kind of destructive.
So they just bought the book just to rip
it
out.
Up, yeah.
Damn.
So that was dope.
How did these people meet?
I think...
Like, it had to be at the bookstore the day Philosopher's fucking Stone... Can't even be Sorcerer's Stone. Like, they had
to
be in
yeah.
England... Philosopher's Stone right there.
Probably definitely not what happened. I know one of the people said...
Hello, governor.
Said that Harry Potter was really significant to her because her friend had moved away, and that's when she got into Harry Potter, so it became like a really big part of her life.
Yawn! What about the guy?
I don't know. Sorry. I don't know.
That's not a good enough reason to me. I wanted a death to occur.
Do you need a reason? Do you need a reason?
Wow,
it's
Sarah.
Like my dad died when... that was going to be a spoiler. When I'm not going to
reveal. Who doesn't know what happens in Harry Potter?
Wait.
Some people.
My father died.
I respect
ever care?
That.
Will they ever care? My You're right. We should never do spoilers on this.
Died trying to get the first book.
Oh, no.
Wow.
That makes it real significant.
Then I wouldn't like the book.
Yeah.
Anyway, about this wedding.
So they had a Felix Felicis cocktail, mm-hmm. which is the good luck potion drink.
Yeah.
They had little issues with the Daily Prophet, Mad mm-hmm. Keat, which is the mm-hmm. Wizarding magazine.
Mm-hmm.
The couple had their own Patronus. The author has no idea what the fuck that was in this article that I was reading.
Then why does they write it?
Because they have deadlines. They just gotta write shit when they don't know shit.
Put it on the Harry Potter person.
And they only had 100 guests at this wedding.
Wow.
So,
yeah. Quiet affair.
There was also another Harry Potter themed wedding that was not this same week, but like, don't confuse it with this other one. I forget where it was.
Okay, we won't.
But it was like Slytherin and Gryffindor heels.
Oh, that's really fun.
It was in like a Hogwarts themed like garter.
That's mad.
Mad hot.
My question to you is, if you had a theme wedding, what would yours be?
It would be Harry Potter.
But your husband has to be into it.
Oh.
If you marry John, you will. Spoiler alert.
It would just have to. It have to be very sunny.
That's not a theme.
It would have to be like in a pool of water.
What the fuck? Anyway, so Mina Keen's theme wedding.
Let me ask you about something personal.
It has to be a meme wedding because Mina Keen loved memes, and all of the guests would have to be required to like wear Jordan Cry face masks.
That's really funny.
It would be a great wedding.
I love
happening.
That.
Or like smiley masks or something like
I think
that.
That's perfect.
Some sort of emojis.
Get married tomorrow.
Can I paint myself?
Are
green?
You paying?
I'll print.
I have so little money.
I have free access to printers. We can print a lot out.
We can print out thousands of
can
Jordan. Cry
print your dress
memes.
Out.
Sam. Now I'm walking down naked. Ho.
It'll be Empire themed.
Oh, know, that's fun.
The other day, John was like, Empire's my favorite show.
Oh, look at you guys. Yeah, you guys watch it several times.
It would
times.
Be a TV show themed.
Uh-huh.
Like, just several
that's
TV shows.
That's fun. Yeah, that would be really fun.
Gotta get Shonda Rhimes there.
Good ideas, good ideas. She'll be there.
Timberland.
Oh, yeah,
just
Timberland.
Producing everything.
But really, Juicy Smollett.
Bang, 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 bang. The sitar.
Cross-County District Court Judge Joseph Bachman reportedly traded court favors for sexual favors. His Honor is accused of having male defendants pick up the trash at his house so he could take pictures of their backsides.
So this judge, his name is Joe Bachman.
Mm-hmm.
He's a cross-county district judge. Part-time. Sorry.
Yeah, what is a part-time judge?
I don't know anything
What does he do for those other 20 hours a week?
He definitely
Golf.
Passes judgment. Yeah, right? He passes judgment on people in Arkansas.
All right.
And it's been found that for 3 decades, when he was a private lawyer and as a federal judge, he
mm-hmm.
has been sexually harassing defendants.
Mm-hmm.
But... So like basically
into
people
getting them
people
to do
were
sexual
financially
favors
yeah,
for him in
to
turn.
Pay their legal fees.
Yeah. And then also to like get charges dropped, right?
I don't know if it was
or
charges
like
dropped.
That.
It seemed like it was just reduced sentence time or
okay.
he'd have them serve their community service in his home. Have them
and make them pick up garbage bags?
No, he'd have them buy groceries and pick up cans in his home, so they'd have to bend
it's
down.
It's not funny, but then also, what is the other thing? He was spanking people?
Spank people,
so
strip people naked.
He has a violent obsession with ass. What the fuck is up with that?
He does. I mean, a lot of people do.
But it's so
it's just
violent.
You can't use it to... like,
what is his name?
People?
This must be like the type of place where like homes are very far in between.
Oh,
because
I'm sure.
What would neighbors say? There's just mad random men picking up garbage bags. Sorry, I don't know.
It's
why I keep saying garbage
inside.
Bags.
It's
supermarket bags all the time.
It's cans.
All I see is ass.
Cans.
All I see is ass.
That's it's like mixtape.
All I see is ass. No matter
there's
what.
There's something wrong with Joe. I don't know what.
Joe Buttman.
Sorry. But we laugh at this only because he has resigned.
He's a dick.
People are investigating.
Yeah.
He had charges brought up against him a little while ago, maybe in November. But they've like found on his like bank account or whatever like
that he had been paying people's
yes.
legal fees.
And they also have the paddle that he used on people. don't know. It's bad.
Why didn't he buy that with a separate account?
It's very strange.
What a dumbass.
It's very strange. Man, so he's resigned.
Very violent obsession with us, though.
No charges yet. There's both a state and federal investigation.
Mm-hmm. And you said he was specifically preying on people who...
People who were financially vulnerable, yeah, or were afraid they would lose their kids or... their jobs.
Yeah.
And he showed preferential treatment to white men.
I love a good white man ass. said Joe Buttman.
Yes, and as did I this morning.
Oh, shit.
John says a nice ass. Anyway.
All right.
Love you, John. So he, and he said that he would not seek office as a public servant again. Like, and I personally don't care if he did says anyone, he's not going to.
Yeah, exactly.
Who's gonna...
No one should accept him at this point. And it's also like, why did you say that? Shouldn't that be inherent in everything?
Yeah.
Like, no one was although, counting on that to happen.
You know it isn't.
We really need Joe Buttman in our district.
Like that... the swinging arm. Like that guy, that judge from last week, who had 34 counts of sexual assault against him, or it was had 34 complaints, and was still going to run
for re-election. A judge. That was, that was like a state senator or something like that. Okay. But yeah.
But the idea that he'd have a huge scandal and be like, I'm still gonna go for it.
Yeah, exactly.
People think it's okay, but it's not. At least Joe Biden.
Because a lot of the times people don't believe victims of sexual assault, so people were just like, you know, these guys wanted to get down and dirty and show their ass to Joe Buttman. I'm still on Joe Buttman's side.
Yeah.
Fuck criminals.
Yeah. Literally.
Justice system is fucked.
It is fucked. And here is another example.
Judge Jansen has been put on special leave following a complaint against her after her racist comments on Facebook about black people and rape.
The South African judge, Mabel Jansen, High Court judge in Pretoria, South Africa, is extremely racist.
Yeah, she's mad racist. Like the crazy kind of racism.
Yeah, like dumb, stupid.
Big dick black niggers racism.
Except, yes, exactly.
That's exactly what it was.
So she was speaking
with... Big raping niggers.
Except she didn't say the N-word. You love that word.
nigger.
I couldn't say roast a nigga because it made you uncomfortable.
I did?
You did.
Say it away.
I haven't said roast a nigga in a long
time.
That was
me trying to like protect myself from my real self. Like a part of me loved it. So I had to cut it off.
Just couldn't have it around you.
Niggas love cutting things off that they love.
Mabel Jansen was speaking to an activist. Last name is
And it's
Shoot.
Also like, why was she telling this activist this? What type of activist is this woman? Did the activist agree with it?
No. The activist did not agree with it.
She's the one who...
It was in, like, a public
She's the one who
Facebook,
aired it out?
Yes. Oh, okay. It was in a public Facebook, like, forum or conversation.
Gotcha.
And so, some things that Mabel Jansen has said, because I'm sure you're all very curious.
Yeah.
Said via Facebook that black men find gang raping... Oh, find the gang rape of babies, their daughters and mothers, is a pleasurable... They find it to be a pleasurable pastime.
Just, like, classic racism.
Yes.
Classic.
She said, in their culture, a woman is there to pleasure them, period. It is seen as an absolute right, and a woman's consent is not required.
Is this not what Western Europeans put on black women to justify their rape?
Yeah.
That is literally something that your culture made up, bitch.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you talking
She's
about?
Continuing to just be a dick.
She's just dumb.
She said, I still have yet to meet a black girl who was not raped at about 12. I am dead serious.
That's weird.
Murder is also not a biggie, and gang rapes of... Oh, okay, sorry, that's repeated.
Gang rapes of baby, daughter, and mother are pleasurable pastime.
She also said that, like, black men had brainwashed their families so that mothers were telling their daughters that it was okay for their dad to be their first time.
Oh my god.
And she said black people are by far no angels.
And then that
which
brings
up
I
the Mike Brown image.
Right, exactly. Me too, that's what I thought of as well.
With my 6-inch heels.
But then I also was like, LOL, but are white people?
And that, you know...
The fuck? Why are you in South Africa, bitch? Because you colonized it.
Yeah.
And killed several people.
Yeah.
And raped even more.
Word. So the, him, the activist posted this and...
Jillian Shute?
Yeah, Jillian Shute, there we go. And wanted to my notes on it are mad crass, but just, like, wanted to expose how fucked up, basically, like, this is someone who's passing actual judgment.
Yeah, exactly.
Really wanted to drive home the, the colonial mindset that this person has when interacting with people.
Because that's exactly what she was...
Yeah, she was just like, oh, it's exposed... She wanted to expose the colonial tropes in which a white master narrative...
In which the black man is a crazy, savage, rapist.
Exactly.
Brute.
Who we must protect.
Yeah.
No, we must protect everybody else from.
Yeah, exactly.
Fucking up even his own.
Yeah. It's 2016, but has much changed?
No. So, yeah, and the comments on Facebook were predictable. Some people being like, wow, that's really bad, fuck mm-hmm. that. And some people being like, well, it's true, that's how they are. And this woman's defense was, she said it had been taken out of context.
How can you take that out of context?
You can't take it out of context.
The only Black thing is if there was, like, a comma, lol, jk, I'm making fun of a racist. That's the only way it can be taken out of context, yes. is if that line was removed.
Which I don't think so, because she says, if you had seen the cases that I have seen, you would think differently.
Mm-hmm.
No, bitch. So perhaps...
It doesn't mean I'm going to generalize all Black people in South Africa.
Maybe in the cases that you've seen, all of the defendants were like, you know, I do gang rape women as a pastime. You know, that is true about me. I put that on my Tinder. And, you know, that's something that I think people should know before they get into it.
Golf,
you know?
Watching anime, gang raping baby mother and daughter.
Yeah.
She speaks weird to me. Baby mother and daughter.
Yeah. And so it's like definitely not the case.
Yeah.
And it's also, like, it will not be, it's not everybody.
Yeah, fuck that
it's
bitch.
The fact that it's a pastime, that's just like really disgusting language.
It was all very disgusting language.
Yeah, so.
It was kind of crazy.
Yeah, so.
It's like where people are like, racism only exists in America. I feel like it's even more fucked up and blatant in a lot of places with like the same colonial legacy, but just not America. Like how they're like open about blackface in places like Switzerland and shit like that.
I didn't
like
know
what
that.
Is up with that?
Oh no, I was gonna move there.
Did you ever see that weird cake? Maybe it wasn't Switzerland. Whatever. There was like a really weird cake of like a naked Black woman. And she was being cut open, and it was like the depiction of her face wasn't like an actual woman. It was like a gollywog. You know those weird racist
with the
dolls.
Big red lips
it was that, and they were cutting it open.
That's
what the fuck?
Terrible.
So weird. Yeah.
That's disgusting. That's real strange.
Yeah. It's like why would you need that cake?
I've left very disturbed.
Why would you want that cake?
Yeah.
It doesn't even sound like it tastes good.
No, it sounds like
hatred.
I
love to eat gollywog at birthday parties. It's my favorite pastime.
It's another one of my preferences.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? I think one positive thing that can be taken away from this is that I think exposing this is very important.
True,
because
totally.
People have this kind of unquestioned faith in
the justice system.
Yeah, in many institutions.
Yeah.
And I think the more, because I mean,
that's why I love Facebook.
Yeah, you can just expose the shit out of people's
exactly,
garbage.
Exactly.
So people know she's being. I think she's being investigated.
Mm-hmm.
Her comments being reported to see if she's breached her judicial oath.
Mm-hmm.
And several other judges and the powers that be. I don't know if any actions are being taken against her, but you know, people like we're looking into this, and people who are on. Work with her just like that sucks
yeah.
But they can be like that sucks to the public and be like I understand where you're coming from, those niggers really need to calm down, you know.
Those crazy niggers.
This is a nigger episode,
Sam's favorite word.
Nigger. The episode in which Sam says nigger 50 times.
It's Shanika, like Django.
It's like Shanika close behind with 48.
Let me also speak directly to the transgender community itself. Some of you have lived freely for decades, and others of you are still wondering how you can possibly live the lives that you were born to live, to lead. But no matter how isolated, no matter how afraid, and no matter how alone you may feel today, know this, that the Department of Justice, and indeed the entire Obama administration, want you to know that we see you, we stand with you, and we will do everything we can to protect you going forward.
This week, so North Carolina tried to sue the federal government saying that, declaring that the HB2 bill, the discriminatory bathroom bill that bans, that you have to, mandates that you have to use the bathroom that is in alignment with your sex at birth.
Mm-hmm.
That is what HB2 is. And mm-hmm. the federal government was like, no,
mm-hmm.
nope.
That's fucked up. We
and
don't agree with that.
North Carolina's gave them until May 9th. No, the federal government gave North Carolina until May 9th mm-hmm. to cut the shit out.
Yeah.
And then Governor something McCrory was mm-hmm. like, nah, we're suing you.
That's so funny. That's so the South to me.
We're going to succeed. We're
exactly,
gonna succeed.
Exactly. We're leaving this union, goddammit.
It's like,
you keep fucking us up. No, you're oppressing people.
Did I tell you that John...
That's all you've ever done.
John wants to rename the Civil War the, treasonous insurrection of the South against the Union.
That's exactly what it was.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it
Fuck
fucking
them.
Was.
Anyway,
yeah. But how could you have a Confederate flag? You're saying you support traitors.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dumb.
That's what the-
You guys want to be a whole new country.
You can't be. You're
so
too close.
Stupid.
You're too close.
Yeah.
So they're like, I'm suing you.
That's so funny to me.
Because North Carolina's like, well, it's about privacy, and we feel that you are...
It's about...
You are mis... Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're like, you are misinterpreting the Civil Rights Act of 1964, mm-hmm. which says that federal law is basically protection against discrimination in places of employment and public places, mm-hmm. on the basis of sex, race, color, national origin, and religion. Mm-hmm. They're saying that, well, trans people don't fit into that, therefore... We can discriminate.
We can do whatever
them.
We want. And the federal government is like, let's be more nuanced.
And the federal government, so Loretta Lynch, the Attorney General, and Vinita Gupta, who is the head of Civil Rights Division and the Department of Justice. Just two badass women of color.
Yes.
In high places.
Yes.
With authority and who are open-minded and care about other people.
The Beyoncés
wrote
of...
The Beyoncés of...
Law.
Of law. Yeah, yeah, basically. So just basically, so Loretta Lynch gave a speech about it. There are many parts that I like. I think when people are being dicks to trans, like when government people are being dicks to trans people, mm-hmm. they don't refer to them as trans people. They're like men, women, men who are trying to be women. Like they don't acknowledge the trans identity. Mm-hmm. So Loretta Lynch, her, my favorite thing is she, after she gives her whole speech about why this is wrong and mm-hmm. why we're encouraging North Carolina to not enforce HB2, she mm-hmm. says, let me also speak directly to the transgender community itself. Mm-hmm. Some of you have lived freely for decades. Others of you are still wondering how you can possibly live the lives you were born to lead. Mm-hmm. But no matter how isolated or scared you may feel today, the Department of Justice and the entire Obama administration want you to know that we see you. We stand with you and we will do everything we can to protect you going forward. Please know that history is on your side.
I love that, bro.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's because I'm mad tired, but my body got goosebumps, and I was like, should I cry now, or...
Yeah, that's how I felt when I read it at first. I was just like, whoa.
Being acknowledged is a beautiful thing.
It's...
Especially from when you're from, like, an oppressed minority.
It's essential to your survival, I think. Yeah, true. To be acknowledged is...
Shout out to her, and, Gupta.
Vinita Gupta.
But then also shout out to the trans activists who really made this happen, who were, like,
mm-hmm.
putting their bodies on the line, like, see us, we're visible.
Yeah.
That's, like... the only reason why. Because, I mean, someone like Loretta Lynch wouldn't have necessarily been thinking about trans people, because that's not her identity.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know?
And I think also getting, like, popular steam and support,
mm-hmm.
and, like, yeah, like, Laverne Cox becoming mad.
Yeah.
Just the idea that people, CNN is talking about trans issues.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly.
They told me, Geraldine, the body is just the shell. If you feel that by modifying the outside, you can become a more loving, more generous, a happier person. Go ahead.
And some good news.
Woo!
So the Philippines.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys remember, if you're new, welcome to the podcast. If you're old, you may... Old. If you're washed up, you may remember
when
we discussed Jennifer Loud and... What is that? Dick... Terrible man who murdered her.
What's I don't remember. Name?
Joseph but Pemberton.
We had also discussed... Manny Pacquiao, too.
And Manny Pacquiao. Yeah. So, the Philippines is having... It's a hard place to be gay.
Transgender.
But gay, like, same-sex marriage isn't allowed.
It's hard
transgender people are dying at a very...
LGBT spectrum.
Yeah, trans people are dying at a very high rate there.
Mm-hmm.
And politicians, like, or people running for office are just really open about their hatred for the LGBTQ mm-hmm. community. But recently, Liberal Party candidate Geraldine Roman,
Woo!
Who is a trans woman, just won the first... She's the first trans person to have a seat in Congress. She was elected.
That's awesome.
62% of the unofficial vote was like, I love you.
That's a dope.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And she's promised to really, you know, stand up for
trans rights
as well as just general LGBTQ mm-hmm. rights. And... It's interesting because her family also... Man,
her mom was also...
Yeah, was also at the same
seat.
Position.
Yeah.
So that may have made it easier. I don't know. People mm-hmm. just like her. She's been... I think she's transitioned 20 years or so?
Yeah.
It's been a while, you know? So that makes me real happy.
Seems.
And hopefully... I know it's hard for one person to do a lot, but I think it's meaningful.
It's the visibility of it all. Probably won't do anything. Like, if she's the only one voting for a certain bill and everybody else is like, trans what?
Yeah, then it'll be difficult. But it's like Bernie Sanders, like, speaking to, it's like footage of him speaking to, like, a room with one person. Like, all the other, like,
You mentioned this in an episode.
I love him. And he's just, like, really going ham about the Panama Papers to a room of nobody.
Yeah.
And what, you know what? Emma Watson has been brought up in this is my life.
I heard about that.
It's like my Emma Watson crush, my Bernie Sanders crush. It's like the ultimate drama for me.
You gotta have sex with both of them at the same time.
Well, that's it for fuck that. Now on to fuck it.
Talking about inter-ray-ray dating. Intiggity-ray-rays.
I think they'll get what that is.
Ebony and Ivory.
And all the other races.
I just gotta think of some racist stuff. All the red man with, I'm gonna stop. It was gonna get real bad.
You know?
I was gonna say mad slurs just now.
Yeah.
I'm only allowed to say nigger.
Because talking about race can be difficult.
Yeah.
Awkward.
Yeah.
As long as everyone knows we're...
We love you.
Not trying to be racist.
That's all that matters.
So,
just like Paula Deen.
Let's just...
No. I'm not trying to be racist, you slave nigger.
That's just how I talk to everybody. And it's just the black people in the hallway. Hi, Jim. Hi, Bob. Yo, what up, nigga?
Paula Deen. So, we were on Facebook and Periscope earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And I
in which you should totally
down,
follow us. This was a great conversation to have with other people.
It was fantastic.
Yeah. Because there's so many different perspectives. But now, you have Shanika's perspective.
No.
And Yuchenna's perspective.
And we can share some of the ones that we got.
And Lucas's perspective. And that one time I fucked a white kid who had a Confederate flag in his room.
That's the perfect,
It wasn't a Confederate flag, but it was a don't tread on me flag.
That's the perfect.
And just those words scream racism.
Yeah. Wait, that's the perfect
don't
story.
Don't tread on what? My land, you nigger, obviously. Right? Very get off my lawn.
Was that one of the Plenty of Fish people?
That was Bumble.
That was Bumble.
Yeah, he's totally not racist, though. But he is always like, how you doing, my Nubian queen? But he's just joking, so we roll with it.
Oh, so it's fine.
Yeah, he's a cool kid.
So racism is ingrained in the in your dialogue.
Yeah, exactly.
Sense of humor.
Glasses are dirty. Can't see shit.
Clean them.
So I think... So let's define how we are defining race, or some things that we talked about race.
I believe that race is... purely okay no I don't I think it's a combination of how you are perceived in the world, like how you look,
mm-hmm.
and then also depending on where you are, the social traits that are attached to people of that race in that particular region of the world. So we have like an idea, sorry, why are you gonna be like that? We have an idea of what black people are in America, so it's like you look black and then also you fit into that.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay, and I guess I agree with that, but also, you could not look black and be black.
I don't agree with that.
Like, you can pass for white, but you're still a black person. Like, someone who is, like, passes for white and is a black person. I have, like, really bad examples.
Okay, I mean, socially, so you could be in the area and have grown up around black people and have a black family or whatever, but, like, all other things removed. If you're just navigating through the world, I think you're a white person.
I think people, you can be perceived as white and therefore treated white and therefore you are
white.
But
isn't that what race is? Yeah.
But maybe that would make you white to certain communities and black to certain communities, you know?
True that.
So maybe it's not transracial. I'm not trying to do.
I mean, it's just the fact that like race isn't a scientific thing, so there's no set number of things that makes you one specific race.
No, especially because like we as black women here could go somewhere and be not considered black elsewhere. We could be in like somebody else's different category. Where specifically?
So who? You black as fuck.
No,
and so am
not.
I. Nigger.
Sorry. Nigga. We gotta play that at the end of the song.
100% nigga.
That would be the perfect song. Now a little something sexy. Sam inspired. But in terms of other things about race, so when we're classifying, I guess there's a loose but very traditional.
The five races.
The five races. So you've got black.
Yes.
Which in black. Hispanic is in black.
Hispanic is not a race.
It's not
to
a race.
Me.
Some people
perceive
either.
It as such, which doesn't fit in tune with what we said that races are.
Yeah.
But the fact that people perceive it as such makes it valid, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. So there's that. Yes, you can be white, Hispanic, black, Hispanic.
Let's explain why Hispanic is not a race. Because you can be white, Hispanic, you can be black, Hispanic.
Exactly. But
most Hispanic. People think, you can be Asian, Hispanic too. Most people think that Hispanic is someone who were to look like... Nobody knows what Lucas... Like, if they're just tuning in, they don't know what
Lucas
likes. You just
gotta say mestizo and be like, you gotta Google.
But give me a Hispanic person. Somebody who looks like Jennifer Lopez. Somebody who looks like...
Yes.
Ricky Martin.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody who looks like... And then also, conversely, somebody who looks like George Lopez. Mm-hmm. So yeah, there's George like Lopez, there's like Native American people who are often perceived as just like Mexican Hispanic, and then there's mestizo Hispanic people who are just like they look like they could be white, black, yeah. and Native American all at the same yeah. time.
And people and that's why they look like that because the they only are Hispanic.
Yeah, exactly. But there are dark skinned Hispanic people.
Yeah, so they black.
My great grandmother was a dark skinned Cuban woman. Yeah. That is not why I'm light skinned. Stop asking me that question.
Oh no, the glare.
I can see the Cuban in you. No, the fuck you can't.
Yeah, no, that was an eye-opening revelation, because my conception of Hispanic people mm-hmm. has been wrong. That's all it is. It's just been wrong.
Yeah.
So that's useful. So black, mm-hmm. white, mm-hmm. And Asian, which is not...
Which we have broken down into East Asian, like Chinese, Korean, Japanese, or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then there's South Asian people who people would normally call brown, or if you're mad ignorant, you'd just be like that Indian guy.
Exactly.
Even though he could be Pakistani or Arab mm-hmm. or whatever. So yeah. So we have, that's four.
And then
the fifth one that we said was Native American.
Which sounds ridiculous to me, but it's like how people have classified it. I don't, because it just seems like, and then Native American, which gets mad specific. You know what I mean? It's like a large classification of a group of people, and then it's like, oh, the small people, they're race too.
Not actually. I mean, everything is like specific to a region, like black people, Africa. And then there's like, well, Asia's a big ass continent, you know? Is. So they get two different types of people, you know, white people, Europe, and then Native American, like the Americas. It's actually a huge place.
No, you're right. You're right about
there's
that.
There's two different continents.
I think your comment earlier America. About mobility and being able to just move around mm-hmm. a lot, like, was it the how Aborigines the, people not being able to move a whole bunch? It's like, because there they would also be like...
Oh, okay. So earlier on Facebook, wow, now we're just getting into race theory before we get
we
into
gotta explain
interracial
this.
Dating.
We gotta talk about this.
But I think that our view of the five races is very American-centric and mm-hmm. European-centric, and so we're talking about the people that America and Europe have had, like, a large influence on, mm-hmm. and people who can come into those spaces and, like, be visible or whatever, but there are Polynesian people and Aboriginal people in, like, Australia and stuff like mm-hmm. that, even though Aboriginal is a pejorative term, but they would totally be considered a race if they were here.
Yeah,
but people, like, some people don't even know those people exist.
Exactly, so they don't, they wouldn't fit into our exactly. five race yeah. world.
Exactly, world. But you know, this show is an American podcast. So.
Yeah. So that's what we're gonna use loosely. Yeah. I feel like we have to talk about that before we get into. Mm-hmm. Maybe not.
Reminds me of all my classes before we got into the good stuff. We just had to, like, explain race.
You have to clarify your topics and what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. Then you go for the juicy...
Jugular! Stab me in my throat.
Juicy pussy.
Wow. We're just two different wavelengths
But I
today.
Did. So, interracial dating. Yeah. Fucking and marriage.
Yes. Fucking, marriage, dating.
So I guess maybe some... The first thing I had was, like, thoughts on various statements.
Okay.
Things that bother me when people are like, oh, I'll only date any race. I'll only date this race, I'll only marry this race. Mm-hmm. Or like they'll date any race, you're like, but I really see myself ending up with a black girl. Mm-hmm. Which bothers me. Or not black, or only see myself ending up with an Asian person, only with this. So I think overall, I generally don't believe in racial essentialization. Mm-hmm. When someone says, I like black people because black people are this.
Yeah.
Or you assume that any race has any inherent qualities, positive or negative, mm-hmm. you're wrong.
Yeah.
And so when people are just like, I'll only date, it's like, if you're gonna say you'll only date black girls because you feel like that's all your family's gonna accept, or that's all you feel socially comfortable, like, you don't feel comfortable being in a mixed family or seen mm-hmm. as romantically interested in other people of other races, mm-hmm. then that's sad, and then I hate it less, because it's like, okay, you're just...
Yeah, but don't put your generalizations on an entire
exactly,
population
yeah.
of people.
Don't be like, because black girls are like this, and white girls are like this, and white guys, and I need me of this man, and... Mm-hmm. I mean, what you're saying is, I would like to date a man who looks like this, in particular, mm-hmm. and who has these specific cultural qualities that I value, mm-hmm. because I just... There's nothing essential about anyone's race. Mm-hmm. So people are like, I only marry this person or only date this person. Or I hate when it's like, I don't date black girls. Mm-hmm. Like, if you say that to me and I'm not attracted to you, I'm just like, fuck you. But if I was attracted to you, I'd
like,
be like,
goddamn,
in pain.
What did I do?
Or when like, or
I didn't
when,
do
like,
anything. You're just placing yeah, your negative,
negative disgustingness on me.
Your negative thoughts and opinions of black women on me, which is basically your misogyny and your anti-blackness.
Yeah, get the fuck away from me, basically.
Fuck up out of here.
See ya. Or...
Sorry, I'm trying to get more nuance, but
no, it just became
fuck up out of here. I'm so tired.
Sam is tired.
Yeah.
No, now we all know. It's fine.
Thanks.
We all know.
Continue.
Quote of the week.
So, yeah, that's my general thought.
Mm-hmm.
Just in general, general, mm-hmm. general. And another thing, I guess, people assuming that they want to date another, like, you want to, you, so there's also the relatability thing. It's like, you know, I'll be able to relate more to a black person. Not necessarily. And just the wokeness factor. The idea that black people want to date other black people because they'll get the struggle or get it.
Mm-hmm.
And I find generally when people are like, oh, he gets it, he understands.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, what does he understand? What does she understand?
Because mm-hmm.
I think you're assuming that that other person has the same values as you are. For example, like if you're with an, like, black people can be all about police brutality. They won't think about it like that, but they'll be like, well, that person did deserve this. Or,
well, I don't think they mean get it in terms of your values, but mm-hmm. So long as the person does agree with your general stances, they'll understand in a way that another person of the other race can't how you navigate the world. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, John has never been looked at, like, he never walked into a room with all white people and felt uncomfortable or whatever, but that's an experience that me and Akeem can actually, like, relate to. Like, he literally does get it. Although John understands why that's wrong and why that's happening.
Yeah, he hasn't actually felt that.
So I think that's what people really mean when they say that.
I don't think it is. I think maybe people mean a mixture of things, because like, people also mean, like, we agree on specific issues.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it is both things. And I think literally, like, but also... black people be like, well, I've never had that issue. I've never had that problem.
Mm-hmm.
Which,
but you're only going to get that experience with another black person.
That will definitely only have, like, only another person perceived as
no, a
black.
Pearson. It is
only
a Pearson.
Another person perceived as black can know what it is like to walk into a space as a black person.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. I think it's what.
And a ton of other things. That's just the example that I can
But
think
I think
of.
It's like what that person takes away or what they how they understand why.
Mm-hmm.
Or why they I guess how they deal with that.
Yeah, I mean, people are nuanced. It's not like people who are like, I only want to date black people for that reason, or dating everybody. Yeah. Everyone is nuanced in their dating selections or whatever, but that.
Yeah, I guess no one has time to be like, hey, I only date black girls. And then let me get into the nuances.
Yeah, exactly.
Particularly. But something about saying it like that. I know, it just seems like, can be very harmful wording. I don't date black girls.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's more apparent and painful when it's the I don't.
Because mm-hmm.
then you're like, it could be anything.
What's wrong with me?
Yeah, what's wrong with me? What's wrong with us? Nothing.
Ain't shit.
Nothing. I guess like families. Like families meeting.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like, yeah, the fear
guess
that like
guess
who's coming
to dinner?
Like
anybody watch that movie?
Depends on where that family like grew up, you know? Who they grew up around.
Mm-hmm.
Because like just because you're maybe from, because you're from like an older time...
And also what they've learned and what they choose to
and that also
live by in their
part
family.
Of that very true. I think with my family, so my parents have never explicitly, so I'm dating a white guy, everyone,
his name is John,
name
spoiler
is John.
Alert.
He has a nice ass, as I mentioned,
he cooks
earlier.
Sneaker food all the time.
He made me a delicious breakfast this morning.
Yeah.
So my parents have never explicitly been like, you must date a black guy. Like, I haven't had any pressure,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
But they once did sit me down, both of them. They mm-hmm. very rarely do, like, two parents sit down and discuss life topics.
Very sitcom.
No, I said they very rarely.
Oh, okay, but I'm saying when that did happen.
It was a very sitcom except moment. It was, like, don't make too many white friends. Like, I...
Whoa.
And I was,
if Young
I
Metro
they,
don't trust them.
Yeah. Which, you know, I think about it, I don't know what it was. I just don't know. Because they
had too many white
mad
friends.
White people. Like my church is very white.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Pretty mixed, but like, it's Long Island.
Mm-hmm.
It's mad white there.
Yeah. Like, you guys moved here. What
and
the fuck
I was,
am I supposed to do?
And I was just like, but that's not right.
Yeah.
I've always just been like that.
Mm-hmm.
No. I mean, and then I had a surplus of like brown friends
mm-hmm.
in high school, and they're like, well, no.
At least you're getting darker. One day. Yeah.
Maybe that's why they enrolled me in an all-black dance school.
Mm, yeah.
Which was good, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's real important.
Keep you grounded.
Yeah, exactly. Because I don't want to. So internalized racism is a real thing.
Mm-hmm.
But when they met John, he was just mad chill. John was, like, mad respectful.
Yeah.
Like, he's just sometimes really, like,
oh, Mr. Powell, Mrs. Powell, can I help you? Can I wash the dishes? I'm like, John, this is how you always are. Good job. You didn't cave under pressure.
That's cool.
You didn't really change.
Yeah.
And then they just, they never said anything about, oh, you know what? My dad would always be like, ask about John's stance on various racial issues. What does he think about the Trayvon Martin thing? I'm like, Dad.
He would ask you about that. Well, that was his, like, coded way of saying, you know, what are his values and beliefs? Exactly. And is he, like, brainwashing you with some anti-black shit?
Nope.
Because they don't know.
Yeah, they don't
know, like, your experience post-college or during college and stuff like that because you weren't around.
Yeah, I wasn't around.
So they're trying to, like...
I want to make sure I'm sure still
you had sane. Some... You had been ingrained with some anti-black beliefs and stuff like that following high school.
I mean... Because of high school.
Yeah, exactly. You know? That's what I mean by following high school. And, like, your parents aren't dumb or whatever. Like, they picked up on that or whatever. So, like, it could have went one or two ways. You could be a self-hating black bitch was with, like, a white guy who was just, like...
Who hates other black people.
Yeah, exactly. And, like, it centralizes you and is, like, you're one of the good ones or whatever.
Yeah.
So they were really trying to ask about that.
He's not that type at all.
Yeah.
And I'd always be like, well, he's writing his PhD. He's doing his thesis on Malcolm X.
Yeah. He's getting his PhD in black history, Dad.
Basically. Give it a rest. Well, it's actually he's more pulled back 20th than you, century American history.
Oh.
He said it on Periscope, too, and John was like, close enough.
But I'm so sorry.
No, it's fine.
I tell everyone that.
He's very much studying black people. I say that to my mom all the time. His books, one book is called Die, Nigger, Die. And I'm like, John, you can't.
That's my favorite book. Wow.
You can't read that anywhere else.
Die, Nigger, Die. Should I read an excerpt?
It's like the American Negro. Like, just because the language period, will always be awkward.
Yeah.
So he's reading on the train. I'm like, I hope everything's okay. Oh, no, I love him. I have a lot of critique. I get really annoyed. So I really, like, SNL is always like, oh, black Jeopardy. Like, they have a thing where they're like, oh, black this, black that. And I get really uncomfortable around people whose dynamic is centered around their race in, like, a very cheesy way.
What do you mean?
Like, it's like, oh, you know, I'm the Desi girl and he's the white guy. And that seems to be the entire basis of the relationship.
Yeah, that's annoying. And the hijinks that ensue. Like, you guys have fucking hobbies. I feel that. I agree with that.
I just can't deal. Mm-hmm. And, because a lot of people...
Man, there's so much to talk about in regards to this.
Yeah.
That I just am not prepared to talk about right now because I don't have a brain.
Oh,
there was
no.
Just, like, this whole documentary. Oh, fuck. What was it called? Meeting the Patels? If anybody's been on Netflix.
It was a documentary?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was a stand-up special.
What was it called? What was
it? It's Meet the Patels.
Meet the Patels,
it's suggested after Aziz Ansari's...
so racist.
Master of None, yeah.
So, I think that's why I watched it as well. Wow, yeah, I finished Master of None. I was like, I have more hair to do. I gotta watch something else. But the whole basis is that the guy is only into white girls or whatever. Mm. I guess that's because of where he grew up or whatever. Not only into white girls, but he's only been around white people.
Mm-hmm.
Him and his sister are both very hesitant to dating other Indians because of, I guess, what their families indoctrinated them with or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, they don't like how rigid their family is in regards to certain things, and that's why they don't want to date other Indians or whatever.
It's an act of rebellion.
But he's like, he falls in love with a white girl, and he keeps her hidden from his family.
Yikes, yeah.
That happened in Master of None. I guess that's why they play it afterwards.
Maybe it's a common, what do you call it?
I think it is, though. But the whole thing is, like, he follows his family around, and they do, like, a whole bunch of arranged marriage-type things, like the precursors to arranged marriage.
Oh, like meeting up.
Yeah, exactly. Like, when we were talking about that Chinese... What was it called?
Oh, that market, the singles market.
Yeah, exactly. Something like that, where they have, like, bios of their kids and stuff like that. But the whole time, it's, like... It's just weird the way that he's discussing other brown people and stuff. I don't know. It's an interesting documentary to check out.
I'll check it out. It sounds fun.
What's the title again?
Meeting the Patels.
I thought it was Meet the Patels, but just watch. Finish Master of None, and then it'll be suggested, definitely.
Yeah, and Master of None handles it interesting, too, because he kind of seems like he wouldn't date an Indian woman either.
And I wonder, so when there's like...
Honestly, Aziz Ansari as a person seems like he wouldn't date an Indian person. Same thing with Mindy Kaling. There's just like...
Yeah.
Odd things that I haven't done enough research to talk about, but you can tell that there's something interesting going on there, but I'm not the authority on it because I'm not brown.
Exactly.
Or from a culture that's like approving of arranged marriages and stuff like that.
It would be dope because I know Mindy Kaling has definitely, she's come under fire for having her love interest be white guys.
It's always
white
guys.
So I'm sure she's definitely said a whole bunch about it.
Yeah.
You know? And it's hard because it's like when it's like an intro, you might have just a negative
view of your own culture mm-hmm. and be adamantly rebelling against that.
Mm-hmm. But then also the whole thing is that, like in meeting the Patels or whatever, it's like the contrast, it's like, should I date an Indian woman, like what my family wants, or should I date white women, like what I want? But there's no other introduction of any other race of people.
Yeah. Oh,
so it's like, it's either you or white people, the golden standard.
Exactly. Oh, and I think that's a good way to segue into our racial dating hierarchy. Mm-hmm. I feel like dating white
is always
seen as like better, or it's like, oh, you're trying to be better than what you are.
Yeah, social mobility.
Oh.
Which in a lot of cases it can provide, honestly.
Yeah.
Especially like in terms of offspring and stuff like that.
Yes, I think it totally can. Mm-hmm. Which is real sad and real rough because who's at the bottom of the hierarchy? Black women.
Yeah, exactly.
Woo!
Yeah.
But, here's my story about that. So I'm very proud of myself because I was able to, I found my general practitioner on my own.
Good job.
And no joy in your voice. So I go to the doctor's office. Mm-hmm. And it's just a nice ass place. There's a woman, appears to me to be a light skinned black woman. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's just me. John came with me to my first appointment there because he's a nice guy. He was like, I'll just bring some books, read in the waiting room.
I love that.
And the woman, so I go up to her. Oh, you know, I think it's either as I'm leaving or as I'm waiting. Mm-hmm. And she, like, I don't know if she calls me over if I was just handing in a form.
Yeah.
And she's just like, where did you find him? And I was like,
white people do,
which
obviously.
Which I thought was her saying, you know, how'd you guys meet? You know, just a really...
Oh, just like a general nice thing?
Yeah, like a girlfriend talking to a girlfriend, even though you're a fucking stranger, bitch, back off and leave me alone. Yeah. With the next
this
thing
man
she's
could
about
be abusing me.
He could be, easily. She said we were cute, and then was talking about, I was like, oh, I met him at a
school,
you know, first day, freshman year.
Better love story than Twilight.
First class.
What class were you guys in?
Understanding the 1960s.
Aww.
With one of the best teachers ever.
It's always been that way.
It was a good day.
You guys have always been historical.
Yeah. And so she was just like, I'm trying to find me one. And I'm like,
gotta get me one of those if you know what I mean.
And she's like, you know what guys in the hood are like. Even though she didn't say explicitly black men, mm-hmm. just her use of
no, it was
hood,
coded, first
it
of
was
all.
Extremely
second of
coded.
All, you're not from the fucking hood.
Yeah, I
so she generalized both of you
exactly.
and all black men and all white men. Men.
Yeah, and then she was just like, me and my sister trying to, like I don't know what she said specifically, but like date out, get outside of that, find us a good one or some mm-hmm. good ones.
Mm-hmm.
One and because I am so weak and like I can't stand up for myself and I avoid conflict and awkward situations, I was like, yeah, we just met at school. I'm gonna go sit now. Nice talking to you.
I mean, I don't necessarily knock you for that. You weren't going to change her entire views on race and race relations in 2 seconds. Nor is that your duty, too, you know? So get the fuck out of that, because it's dumb.
It was a nice day. Like,
but, it's just not her fault, you know?
Yeah, it's not. But the thing is, like, if you're going to shit on all black men, or black men in the hood, mm-hmm. I don't know. Like, you don't know me, so you're assuming a lot. Like, mm-hmm. the thing is, I wonder if she was assuming that I
just
also feel proud.
She's assuming
to be
because
dating a white
you're
guy.
Dating a white guy, you share her values about black men.
Yeah, which.
Little did she know you're woke as fuck, and so was John.
Yeah. And I told John, and he was like, wow, I did not know. It looked like you guys were having a good conversation, but I didn't know
you're
a
good
who
actress.
You were talking about.
Yeah.
I am. I am.
Do you even like me? Nope. Sam crumbled into a ball and died later that day.
She died. She was already dying. I wanted to help you out.
She's a real good act.
Oh, I do like you.
thank you.
So,
you're
all
right.
So that's just a fucking bummer.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And then I think other races also view black people negatively.
Well, there's that whole study where it's like the most
attractive woman is the black woman.
Yeah.
That Psychology Today thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the most unattractive man is the Asian man.
Yeah.
And I think the only reason why it's not the black man is because the black man has been painted to be the sexualized brute with a big ass dick.
Yeah.
In the way that we were talking
mad
about.
Mad fetishized.
And exactly.
Jenna has no problem with that.
Yeah.
He really likes that.
Which is okay. Like,
so
if you want to be called
that,
a black man with a big ass dick and that's your fetish, like, sure, go
if
for
you
it.
You want to call someone that.
There's some black niggas with little dicks.
I don't actually like the black man big dick thing because, mm-hmm. honestly, I don't have the biggest of black dicks and I am African.
How big is it?
It's a decent.
You have to elaborate now that you're here.
It's a decent size. It's not.
What is
the...
a decent size? What is the thickness?
Anyway, when I put it down, does it make a sound? Yeah, but
what sound does it make?
It's not the biggest of thuds, but it's a nice sound.
The
it's
thing
not
is, if you're gonna talk
does
around
it have an aftershock.
No, it does not.
See, there's no reason to talk around the length of your dick. I feel you just have to just.
It's a decent sized dick.
His point.
My priorities.
I feel like the black man big dick thing is always just it's not realistic. Mm-hmm. And it makes
no, it's not.
And it makes like it would make me like for a while it made me feel a little bad cuz I was like I don't have the biggest of dicks. It's mm-hmm. a decent sized dick, but it's not like
it's not Mendingo.
Yeah, it's not like I'm automatically going to be the next great Lexington Steel type porn star totally thing. But
that's a lot of pressure.
I didn't know where I was going with that.
Yeah, because Shanika kept asking. I'm sorry.
If I could ever find out, just tell me.
So in regards to that, like...
Thanks, man.
So John has never made you feel fetishized or whatever.
No. Oh, he did say...
Because that's something that black people get. Well, that's something that a lot, I guess, in terms of every race, we're, like, fetishized just for being that race or whatever. Like, voluptuous black woman, black man with a big-ass dick, the spicy Latino or Latina. It's not even gendered. They're just fucking spicy. Yeah. it's like the Asian woman is, like, submissive or whatever. Yeah. Asian guys don't get
but
anything.
Also
Asian guys
tight,
don't get shit.
Very tight pussy.
Yeah, right. What is with that? Why do people say it's sideways? What? Like, what does that mean?
What the fuck?
I never understood.
Doesn't make sense.
I think what they mean by that is that it's literally sideways.
But why would it be?
Because it's
odd with how your legs move. Yeah, the toilets flow the other way. It's just on the other side of the world, so
it makes
it's backwards.
Sense. Yeah, yeah.
It's
it
backwards.
Sense.
And then I feel like white women get white women are freaks. For whatever reason.
Secret freaks.
One for Asian dudes is that their dicks are pixelated.
What?
That was just a recent joke. Based on their porn.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
That's funny.
And then white men is just like, I need to get me a white man because he's going to take care of me.
He's going to have mad money, be mad. He's
have light-skinned babies.
Yeah, he's all the privilege.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ain't no Native American... fetishization that I can
knowledge.
Think of.
We have to. I would love. So there's mad episodes about like racial.
Yeah, every single race and actually every single combination of race and gender could have its own specific
Which
episode.
We will do it. Gives us endless episodes.
Right. Exactly.
Not endless. Like maybe 20 or so. Like how many? But like I would love to do like an Asian masculinity because there's so many things. Are was it John Woo?
John Cho.
John Cho.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Not John Woo.
Wait, let's start this over. There's this thing recently where John Cho was just like in everything. Yeah. It's like one of those racist things. Like back. No, Asian men are attractive because I find Asian men attractive. I grew up watching a lot of anime. You know, mm-hmm. I have a big.
And that's why visibility is important.
Yeah, exactly.
Where it's like, oh, I'm not attracted to that or whatever. Maybe that's because you've never seen that.
Oh yeah, or what you see of Trying that to, yeah. is. Yeah. Stupid and shitty.
Exactly.
I stopped really messing with Asian girls.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because I, A, burned out in high school.
There were too many. I had them all.
There are too many Asian girls. And also, physically, that's not what I... Like, they kind of... They don't really span the gamut that much. Mm-hmm. It's mostly, they... I don't want to generalize, but they mostly
Can
do
we talk
have
about that in terms
shape.
Of body type?
My doctor was saying that in terms of, like, body mass, like, African-Americans have, like... the highest average like body mass and Asians have the smallest.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like there might be something to that where mm-hmm. maybe
whether it's genetics or like food or
yeah, I think it might be
it
a genetics thing.
Yeah.
But like obviously I've seen some thick Asian women, you know.
No, yeah.
And I'm into that.
But on
into that.
you're trying to
into
that.
That.
I think it's mostly food to be honest.
Really?
It could be food, but also I just don't know. Yeah.
Not a scientist.
Either. That's why this would be a dope episode. We need like a whatever doctor talks about this, whatever mm-hmm. body rights, mm-hmm. body image activist mm-hmm. discusses this.
Mm-hmm.
Be such a fucking great episode.
So that might be, there's like some truth to that when people say, I like this because of this, you know? Like I like this body type. And therefore, I am more attracted to this kind of women.
If
woman,
only if that is actually
the basis. Proven like to be like true. What John said about you.
Oh yeah, John has always been he's always been really into black women. Mm-hmm. Just video girls in particular.
That's so funny. Just, like, did he have a favorite? Melissa Ford was very big back in the day.
I don't know. We even discussed his favorites, but mm-hmm. that's one of his favorites. Mm-hmm. But he's also John has never dated a white woman.
Wow.
It's been Asian.
Mm-hmm.
White Hispanic.
Mm-hmm.
It's a white woman.
And me.
Oh, shit. Yeah. He's just slowly easing into it, you know?
Oh, I did a hoe is a hoe is a hoe. I'll fuck anybody. I've always grown up around a surplus of white boys, but I love me. All kinds of men and women.
Well, when you were growing up around the surplus of white boys, did you, like, think that you were not attracted to black men at some point? Like, did you have an awakening? I was attracted
to any man of any color. Mad crush. Because I also did go to an all-black dance school.
I see.
So that may have, you know, that I'm sure that balanced out. There was, like, 17 dance crushes.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
They were mostly black men.
Yeah. I mean, I've said this before. I don't think it's that I'm not attracted to white men or whatever, but I've just kind of closed off that part of myself because I feel that they're not attracted to me.
You know, I understand that.
Yeah.
Although,
like, I'm attracted to everybody, but
always attracted to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
All the time.
Mm-hmm. Like, I'll be more titillated and excited at the prospect of talking to a attractive black man than I will to a attractive white man.
You know?
So I'm like, at the end of this, I can fuck. And the white man is like, yeah.
I agree. I will agree with that. I feel more scared, more insecure flirting with white guys.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking, like, for example, a guy that both Sam and I know is very attractive.
Yeah.
But I feel better speaking to someone. But he's I feel like he's like a certain, I don't know why, there's like different levels of attractiveness to me. I just put him in like a class of stereotypical looking hot white guys.
Okay.
Who fit into like the hot white guy trope, even though there's many.
I understand.
There's some people that look very model-esque.
There's like that classic white man look.
Yeah,
like someone who looks like Superman.
You'd see him on Vogue.
Yeah,
yeah. And like I'm like, oh, he'd never be into me ever. Mm-hmm. That would never happen. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, hi.
The thing is that, you know, look who's turning up on us now.
And so that's an inside joke. This man dates women that look just like me. Inside.
Yeah, exactly.
So point being,
that's his type.
We can get at it.
Fat cheeks.
We don't even have to be as talented as he is.
Nah.
He's mad talented.
Yeah. Oh,
love talent.
But is he talented in the bedroom? Yeah, it's like it's exposed that a person of a different race is attracted to black women, they immediately become hotter to me.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh!
You will fuck me too!
In which case, I'm a dick, but I assume that like all black men are attracted to me all the time. In my mind.
He wants
in
me.
In my stupid mind.
He wants me.
In my dumb mind where I'm just like, oh, he wants me. Passing thoughts, not even like I'm not like I'm just like, oh, I don't know, these are the sounds I make as I'm posing in the studio.
For me, it's it depends on how they dress, you know. I don't know what that means. Like, what type of black guy, like, is he a cool black guy who's into like Afrocentric shit? Because in that case, it's like, I'm wearing a head wrap, of course you want to fuck.
So yeah. Do you like the black guys with like the shirts that come down to their knees?
Do people still wear that?
Yes.
That's no, I'm not really into that. I'm into people who are stylish. No matter the race.
I like stylish. I like businessy looking. It just seems more possible, even though I go for impossible people all the time.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that might be a part of the fetish of it all, when people are like, oh, I got me a white girl, or, oh, I got me a black man, a white man, because it seems impossible. It seems like they wouldn't be interested in you. So the fact that you, like, nabbed one, it's like,
you're like, oh shit.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And why are we the same? But I do feel like that sometimes, when it's, like, an exceptionally attractive white guy at a party, and he talks to me, I'm like, yeah, I'm doing a damn thing right now.
Yeah, you feel extra validated.
This is on fleek right now, and it sucks to feel like that.
Need that white boy validation in my career.
Exactly.
With his dick.
But then it gets all weird, because he's like, have you ever been with a white guy before?
And I'll be like, my boyfriend.
Why do you hate that question, Euchenna?
I hate that question mostly because I don't want to think about the other people I've been with. I'm trying to be with you.
Mm. Aww.
Good point.
Yeah. Yeah, don't tell me you're comparing me or don't ask. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm. I feel that.
I mean, what do people really get out of that whole, am I the first black girl you've ever been with or whatever? Okay, what of it?
Maybe it makes
you know what vaginas are on the inside? Pink. and wet and soft.
Hopefully.
It doesn't change,
in the
best
case scenario. Mm-hmm. In the worst case scenario.
Why would it not be pink at the very least? What color would it be?
Blue? No, I'm just kidding. I'm making,
blue waffle.
Making shit up.
Pussy die.
Pussy. Oh my god. That's very Hunger Games. Like, people start dying their innards. Oh, so we had a question specifically about interracial dating.
Yeah, we'll end with...
I just gotta go to my screenshot. Thank you guys for rocking with us on Facebook. That was, like, a good, hearty conversation.
Was I feel like all the time.
Certain things can be, like, very good conversations to be had with everyone. Mm. Hold on. So, Jasmine said, when dating outside of your race, what are things that attract you and your hardline / deal breakers?
I love accents.
Okay.
I love them.
Mm-hmm.
Speak a different language into my ear.
Mm-hmm.
Or same language.
You like other black people accents too?
Yeah. Okay.
You like foreignness.
I do.
I like foreign girls.
I do, I suppose.
Yeah.
Any kind of
foreign. Another thing, status symbol. In regards to dating outside your race, depending on where on the hierarchy it's going, you know?
Yeah.
And then, like, what your community values. Like, if you're a white girl and all of your friends are obsessed with, like, rappers and stuff like that, then dating a black guy is a status symbol.
Yeah.
But if you're, like, a country club white girl who is trying to, like, run for office one day and you're dating a black guy, it's like...
Mm-hmm. You might not want to be doing that going forward.
Yeah.
That's what your mother whispers to you. Mm-hmm. She walks in the door.
Nah, baby, you don't want to do
leave
that.
Leave him at the door, if you know what I mean.
Don't take your shoes off, young man. I don't imagine you being here very long. That's my semi-Obama voice.
Don't get comfortable.
Don't date that one.
Don't. Anyway.
Let's see. My heart can't be racist. I can't think that you're racist.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think
but
you can.
But what is racist? What if he just, like, doesn't understand some things?
Then I'm not with it.
Yeah, like I'm not gonna teach you. You really did get you a good one. Sorry.
But if he's just a good human being.
Yeah, true.
He's taught me so many things.
True.
I've taught him many things.
But it's also like if there were the same level of wokeness in terms of like race relations in America, it would be easier, in my opinion, to date a black man than a white man because he'd have those lived experiences. And his mind would probably be more open to understanding the teaching, you know?
I guess so.
So.
Unless you just get, like, a really nice person who just really wants to understand is, like, very self-deprecating. Like, I don't know anything. I don't know shit. I'm so sorry. Tell me. Teach
if
me.
If that's equal.
Oh,
all
I see.
Things equal.
Oh, yeah, maybe. Oh, yeah. No, I guess so.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of my... Although, ghost dick...
Who is that again? Oh, yeah.
Who is that again? Sorry. Phantom Dick. I have now
his name has changed
is sexist,
times.
Uh-huh. Is racist, mm-hmm. Has a terrible personality,
mm-hmm.
But I like, he's thick and he has an accent.
He looks like a
and
pile
he's
of
like,
shit.
He doesn't look like
you
a pile
You just
shit.
Said he looks like a pile of shit.
Everybody thinks this man is ugly.
Yeah. I don't think he's ugly.
Yeah. He's very, after, oh no, Lucas agrees.
Lucas said,
I'm just trying to figure out what
he's
was ever
wretched.
I think it's just he's very talented and has an air of superiority about him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's
but
what
I don't need superiority from everybody. I can't get into, it's like a therapy thing. Can't get into all the details of why I'm attracted to that.
Okay, and you don't have to describe that. People, attraction is subjective.
Yeah, so I guess that's
fuck
it.
What Lucas and Eugene is there.
Can't be racist, can't be sexist.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be nice and respectful to
mm-hmm.
my family and friends.
Mm-hmm.
You know, can't be a general asshole.
Mm-hmm.
This one is just dating in general, though, isn't it?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, that's what point maybe. It is getting into.
I guess, and that's completely in theme with my point of view. Be a good person.
I think I agree. I don't really have any cutoffs or anything like that, you know? No, actually, I think I would require if I were to date anyone outside of a different race, that they would have to be super woke. Because I'm just going to have less patience or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. It can't be like our Cutco argument. Just every day.
Every single day, yeah.
That's too much.
Yeah, it's very taxing.
It's just
very
stressful.
Taxing.
Especially with the kind of work that we do.
Mm-hmm.
It takes on a lot of emotional stress and
mm-hmm.
very upset.
Yeah.
Don't want that in my life.
Yeah.
Would you guys be into race play?
What's that?
Like,
you trying to say, would you guys be into race play?
I feel like it's harder to explain. It's like using nigga during sex.
Oh, okay.
Or like full-on scenarios where...
It's based on your race.
Yeah, like there's one that I had seen where a woman was like a woman was like in her apartment playing music too loud, and her landlord, which was a black dude, and she was white, she was a white woman, and he came down. And he was like, "You have to turn your goddamn music off." And she was like, "I'm not gonna listen to your nigger ass." Blah blah blah.
Wow.
And eventually, he ended up like fucking her, and it was. It was like mostly race driven.
Yeah.
And it didn't like, it was bordering on rape, but it wasn't rape. But it was, again, but it was like, it was.
That's what they were going for.
Yeah.
I would not be into that. That does not turn me on. It just makes me uncomfortable.
Oh, wait, can I state for the record?
I am not into race play. Cool.
I'm not into race play.
Jenna has a big would not, black dick. Loves that.
I would not very do that into either. Race Although, you know, never say never.
Do girls just come at you with that?
No.
Okay.
I had seen it happen in that one thing. I watched it happen because I wanted to, like, experience the porn.
You were watching porn. You don't have to explain.
I couldn't even jerk off to it.
Oh, wow, was that disturbing?
Okay.
I was like, God.
Oh, about race play, I was going to say, never say never, because, you know, I've never tried that before. Yeah, it might incredibly turn me on, but,
I would try it, I guess.
As it stands, that does not appeal to me.
No.
There is that, Donald Glover joke, where he was like, I was fucking this one girl, and she goes, fuck me with that big black nigger dick, and he came really hard.
He just wasn't expecting it.
Like, wow, I guess I like
looking
this.
Looking at it, I understand. I get it. Feel kind of powerful. But also, she just called you a nigger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. But that's, like, if you're into feeling powerful during sex, that is, like, a powerful feeling. Mm. To get that from a white guy, I think it's going to be, like, mad rapey, you know? Like, you're my black slut or something like that. And I don't know if that's how I want to feel during sex.
That's not how I want to feel.
Like, that wouldn't... It might turn other people on, but not I don't think that would turn me on.
Yeah, like I was saying, what you may not have
like,
heard.
If it was like, you're the goddess of the world, like, if there was an equivalent to that, like not black a nigger dick,
race play.
Like, if there was that for a woman...
You are my Nubian vagina princess.
Nah, that would make me vomit. That's like a white Hotep, which nobody needs, you know? Like, nobody even wants Hoteps. You can't have a white Hotep.
Be like some sort of ass thing with that black, beautiful black ass.
Yes. That might be what I'm into.
I found it.
I will fantasize about this later tonight and come back to you.
I got you, man.
Thank you. What you were saying.
I was saying just in general, like with like doms and submissives.
Yeah.
And if I was somebody's sub, I wouldn't even want them to be like actually rude to me. I like them to tell me a lot of what to do, but like I wouldn't want them to be like.
You gotta tell me I'm good at it.
Exactly. Yeah. So you can have control.
You gotta be a validating teacher.
Exactly.
Who is chubby, Latin,
wears
good in their field, wears glasses.
I guess that's it about interracial stuff.
Yeah, that's just like a very...
That's
the tippiest of the iceberg.
The clitberg.
There's so much... The clitberg.
Like an iceberg, but the clitoris.
The clitberg.
Because it has mad nerves, you know?
Yeah.
The tip of the clitoris. That's just the tip of the clitoris.
The tip of the clit. Tip of the clit.
So, yeah. So that's it for fuck it.
Yeah, if you guys have any... Oh. There was so much engagement during the Facebook and Periscope for this episode. If you guys have any questions or, like, are requesting an interracial part two or have any stories or whatever, send all that shit in because I think a lot of people have a lot to say in regards to this.
Or if you're listening on SoundCloud or anywhere with comments.
Yeah.
Comment the fuck up. It helps us out. We don't have to think about topics. We can just live get tweet. Them from you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, live tweet.
We don't want to think.
Nah.
We already talked for, like, an hour and a half.
Like that.
Guys.
Yeah. All right, that was fuck it. Now on to
fuck me. Do I want to speak about my life?
Well, if you find that it'll be cathartic or useful to other people or to yourself, I think totally. But if you feel like it's just going to make you feel worse, then
I don't know yet.
Don't worry about it.
I don't know yet.
Oh, we can try. And
right
can
now,
stop.
I'm just in like a place of anger. Like first, I was sad.
Now
certain things have made me angry.
Well, what's going on, Sam?
Kardeem broke up with me. It just feels... Maybe I'm mostly hesitant to talk about this because...
This is my sympathetic sound.
It was like 2 or 3 weeks ago where it's like, oh yeah, you're a guest on the show. Oh yeah, here's your real name. Oh yeah, you're fan of the week. Yeah, everybody's involved.
Yeah.
Sam's talking about her boyfriend a lot.
Yeah.
It's not her boyfriend anymore. What a dumb bitch.
Oh.
That's just what I feel like.
You're definitely not a dumb bitch.
I know. I'm a very smart bitch. Emphasis on the bitch.
A smart bad bitch.
Thank you.
Not even a good girl. Just a bad bitch.
Yeah. So. Yeah, his reasoning. Didn't want to be in love with someone who's in love with someone else. In regards to just like my polyamorous views. Yeah.
I guess it's just not the scene for him. Mm-hmm. Scene sounds like a dumb word, but I guess it's not the relationship style that he can actually.
Yeah, which I mean he was always open about that. I just didn't expect it to happen that fast, you know?
And I wonder if it like he's been thinking it hardcore for a while and
I think he has. He tells me that he thinks about it a lot and it was like bought up a lot. Just didn't expect it to happen at that one moment, you know? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Sam.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just feels like losing a really good friend, to put it in short terms, because we got, like, mad close over the past 6 months or whatever. Like, I was talking to him more than I was talking to anybody else. Except for you.
Yeah, no, we'll always be on top. Talk to you a lot. We'll always we talk Shiga. Every moment of the fucking day.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I don't want to say too much about it because I don't want to be like, what a nigger, I hate him.
and I don't. Save that for next week. No, I'm just
kidding. We can keep doing it. We can have a whole episode dedicated to that. No. Yeah, so, I mean, I am sad or whatever, but I'm also just like, so, at first we were just like, so we'll, you know, continue on as friends or whatever, because that's a hard break. As I said earlier, when we were walking to the bathroom, it's like you don't just stop doing opioids, you know? You have to wean off of them or whatever. You have to, like, go on methadone or something like that. I don't know. And that's Akeem, but he's not here.
Just like a higher.
Not that Akeem is an opiate addict.
He's a medical
He works in medicine, yeah.
Akeem would know.
Yeah, exactly.
He's a professional.
So I just figured, like, we should wean off of each other, because, like, you can't go from talking to one person all the time every day to like not at all. And he was like, I was like, I feel bad about the situation or whatever. And he was like, well, I'll make you feel better, like, until you feel better or whatever. And I was like, what if I never feel better? And he was like, aww, make you feel better for the rest of your life or something like that. Aww. But that was a fucking lie, because now he's not talking to me at all.
I guess he realized
it. He changed his mind or knew that what he was saying was not true, but like, then don't say it in the first place. Yeah.
It's a general rule that a week after a breakup, you should probably just stop talking, period.
Is it a general rule? I've never broken up with anyone in my entire life.
Oh, I normally do.
I've never. Akeem has been my only real relationship. There was like two fake relationships in like high school and like elementary school, but
I feel like maybe he meant it at the time. You know, he felt good and confident about it. And just maybe now that your relationship status has changed and now seeing you around in that context, seeing you on social media, he might have realized that it is actually painful and it is actually difficult. Did he let you know? Did he explicitly say that maybe it's not a good idea, maybe we shouldn't talk? Or did he just dip?
I was on Periscope and he was like, we shouldn't talk anymore.
Ah, okay. Ugh. Can you explain why?
I saw you on Periscope and it just made me feel bad about things. Why did it make you feel bad? Because I loved you in that moment. That's what he said.
Aww.
Yeah.
Smile. I guess it's just also hard for him. Seems like he's just trying to do what's best for himself emotionally.
Which totally makes sense.
Unfortunately, it's just...
Too bad he's nothing without me. No, I'm just kidding.
Too bad he needs to change.
I'm just kidding. But, I understand.
Yeah.
Okay. Fine, that doesn't make me mad. Thank you, Shanika, for sorting out my emotions. The other thing that makes me mad, I was hanging out with my friends last night or whatever. That has nothing to do with the story. I was on Snapchat, and he, like, posted the snap, and he was like, watch the motherfucking switch up. And it was, like, an emoji with the tongue out. Like, you know how people are post-breakup where it's like, I'm about to hold around now or whatever, or thank God I'm out of that and things like that. But that's not, like, the way we ended things or whatever. Like, wasn't a bad situation because I wasn't, like, treating him right or anything like that.
Like,
I don't know, it just
sex.
made, huh?
It seemed like you're having great sex as well.
We were having very great sex. I will miss that sex. yeah, that's just, I don't know, it made me feel bad. It's like, what does that mean? Like, what are you trying to say? Is that a sub? Is that what subs are? Because I don't do things like that.
Wait, what do you mean?
A subliminal.
Oh, a subliminal message.
Yes. Sorry. Yeah. Yeah, I guess you're right, Yishan. I shouldn't be following him.
Yeah, it might be best for you to ease into it.
No, he's probably gonna like block me or something like that.
Yeah, and then
he already deleted me on Facebook. Found that out earlier today because I was going to stalk his Facebook and see if he was alive.
Nope.
Oh, now you don't know. Oh, I'll know. Unless he's like, all right, gotta block Shanika too. He was just trying to be my friend the other week.
That's why it's all odd. It's like, damn, we were really into getting into a groove and like, this time we're gonna do this and this and that, and I'm gonna give you this, and we're gonna go here, and the world is our oyster. Just kidding, bitch.
Fuck you.
Can't do this anymore.
Nigga, did he say the words, the world is our oyster?
No.
So he's definitely lying to you. Yeah.
He was never a good guy.
Damn, no, he didn't say that.
That's something that only liars say.
Well, he does lie.
As we all do.
That's not what he said, though. Thank you. Everything fucking reminds me of him now. Hasn't even been a week. Fucking, like, one of his favorite rappers comes out with, like, a new mixtape or whatever. His team wins, like, and they advance in the basketball playoffs or whatever. It's like, everything is this nigga.
You know?
Everything is this nigga.
It makes sense. Like, a friend of mine was saying that she can't listen to, I love the Arctic Monkeys because they make me think of, not because they make me think of Phantom Dick, but just, I can't. I was like walking down the hallway and I was like, just started humming Arctic Monkeys as I walked by his door. It's like, oh, whoops, that's weird.
Aww.
But my other friend, she can't listen to them because it reminds her of her ex-girlfriend. They've been broken up for like 2 years now.
Wow. So she still can't do it.
It totally makes sense to, I think, associate stuff with that. Like that person's stuff, you're like, oh, because you would think of that person anyway.
Yeah.
And now it's like, oh, I'm thinking about them, but now things have changed. So it might make you sad. And I feel like that will end eventually, you know. It'll pass.
Yeah, I'm not going to die of sadness.
Yeah, I'm just going to be annoying. You got to adjust, you know. But
I don't want to. I'm also very spoiled as a person. Like, I usually get what I want.
And I think that's also another thing. Having somebody say no to you or deny you. I was thinking about this on the train about Phantom Dick. I'm like, he legit said, no, you cannot have access to my body. I'm like, but why?
Yeah, exactly.
But why?
Yeah.
But
yeah, I guess maybe I should unfollow him from Snapchat.
Yes.
I like to stalk people hardcore. Like, even if I don't care about them, I stalk some of our fans. Isn't that weird?
No.
Just for safety.
He's
for
not fake, yeah.
Purposes. I just want to see if Kardeem is alive. I don't really need to stalk him anything like that.
He's alive.
It's like single white female.
He is alive, and he's going to figure things out. He'll be okay, and you will be okay. Like, definitely.
Yeah, I know. That's just best sucks.
Sound. That's the best sound.
But it's also okay to feel sad and shitty and uncomfortable.
When does that stop? How much Beyonce do I have to listen to?
Give it 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. And no Beyonce.
Nah, it has to be Beyonce. Yeah. Specifically in Sorry when she's like, stop interrupting my grinding! Because, like, I would be on the phone with him for mad long, like, damn, now I'm going to have to be up till 3 o'clock doing what I have to do. Stop interrupting my grinding!
Was that from Sorry?
Yeah.
I don't remember her singing it like that.
It happens very, it's like an ad lib.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. But I really identify, like, that's the ad lib that I identify most in the world with at this point in my life.
Because you grind so hard and everything else.
Stop interrupting my grinding! Listen to Sorry mad times.
Okay. I'm sorry. I love that song.
Boy, bye.
I feel like everyone has a good breakup song. Like, when you stop messing with someone, you need one song that you need to play on repeat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe I'll revisit that Taylor Swift song.
Taylor Swift?
Yeah, that Blank Space song.
Blank Space. Mine is.
I love to play. Because, that song is all about the fact that they knew that it was finite and it would fuck up in the end. We both knew that. Oh. We played with fire.
Yeah.
And got burnt. I'm just going to start saying cliches.
Yeah, it's fine.
I have nothing else in my
it's
brain.
It's fine because.
I'm dying, guys.
Cliches help sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's my spiel. Yeah, I don't know. I just don't know.
And that's all right. Sorry to not know.
Yeah. If he's listening to this, take me back, baby, please. No, just kidding.
JK.
I mean, I hope he doesn't take any offense from it or whatever. It's just me, like, sorting out how I feel.
I don't think he's offensive.
Yeah.
Maybe things that might upset him, but just dealing with somebody else's emotions can be upsetting, especially when they're about you.
Yeah. Hope you're doing all right. Don't fall off a roof. Call your insurance company.
Aww.
What the fuck?
Make sure you have health coverage as soon as possible.
Yeah,
because
he's going to check out your back. Oh, God, I really am going to cry. Let's move on.
Okay.
Shanika?
Well, in my life, I feel like I really
can't. You kind of touching me in a weird way.
I feel like I can't do mine because it's just like, I've never felt
more in love with John.
That's okay. It's fine.
It's just a bad.
It's fine.
But I don't know. He was just sleeping this morning, and he's on the bed, and I was just like, oh, "I love you." He wasn't even. He was still asleep. You know. And I think I've been like thinking about it a lot. It's like, oh, do I love him? Do I not love him? Mm-hmm. But I've been realizing that, like, I don't know. If you're like, be like, if you're thinking real hardcore about whether or not you love somebody, mm-hmm. I don't think it's a sign. I know. Like, how do you know you're in love? I don't fucking know. You know. But
it's up to you to decide. There's just really. A lot
that I would. Do for him, and I love him, and I see him, and I'm like, hey, can't wait for him to wake up.
Aww.
Like, if I'm working in the living room, and he wakes up, and he usually comes out, and he's like, his eyes are squinted, and he's like hiding himself from the light, and he's like hunched over, and he's like, and he makes that sound.
He makes that sound, too?
That sound in my mind, because that's the sound he seems to make. And I'm like, hi, you're awake. Like, aww. This morning, he was sleeping, and I laid on down on top of him, and he kept sleeping, so he stayed there for a little bit. Like a fucking creep.
That's sweet.
But yeah, I'm just very happy.
I hate you, bitch. Go
Sorry,
die.
Bitch.
Go walk off a fucking plank.
Alright.
I'll do that.
A plank into a pile
of love.
Of warm water.
Love.
Oh, or love.
Same thing.
And then, so I'm also, I don't know, it's kind of hard. Not that I've broken up with... It's like cutting off ties with somebody is difficult.
You don't say.
Sorry. So like you blocked Sam blocked Phantom Dick's number on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
There's something about like the 7:45 to 9:45 time at work.
The whole hour.
It is the whole hour. And yeah. It's like I gotta go through Facebook and find everyone who's I've ever been attracted to and be sad that they're not attracted to me.
Aww.
I don't know what it is. I just get real lonely at work. And that's usually like the text Phantom Dick hour.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went to my phone and I actually I was thinking real hardcore. It's like, okay.
You unblocked him?
I gotta cut off a digit from your hand, bro. No, wait till
what
I get
want,
to
the
story.
Or the ring finger out?
Wait till I get to the story.
Okay.
So grim. What do you want? You can choose.
just go on your phone when she's not looking, change the number.
So, well, let me finish the story. So basically, I was deciding, I was like, okay, because I saw him last week, and I'm like, well, he could have tried to text me. So I guess it's basically not being able to, like, the tension of like, oh, he could have tried to reach out to me. What mm-hmm. would he have said?
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, but the point of blocking his number is to not care that he has contacted me. I'm trying to get to the total state of, I'll unblock him when I forget that he's a person.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, will it ever happen? No, because every fucking Saturday I'm in a place where this man is.
So sorry,
but eventually I'll stop caring. So I did unblock him, but then I did that on the toilet and then at work.
Very important detail from, thank you.
from the 3-minute walk from the bathroom to get a cup of coffee, mm-hmm. stupid details, to then sit down. I was like, you know what? I am going to block him. So I added his number back.
Mm-hmm.
But instead of putting in his name, because I didn't want to see his name, mm-hmm. I just wrote regret. So that way it says on my phone, it's like blocked regret home next to it. And I'm like, ah, that way when I think of, if I think about unblocking it, it'll be like regret. Do I really want to unblock this?
Yeah.
No.
Good.
I don't. So I stayed.
I'm
I
glad
was strong.
You were able to do that.
I was strong. I had just a pathetic moment. It was just real pathetic. I don't know if I want to share it.
I can always cut it out if you
so
regret it.
So pathetic.
If you regret it after.
So the other day, I don't know what day of the week it was, got very drunk. What was I doing?
Drinking.
Getting drunk, obviously. I was walking around alone, getting real drunk.
Mm-hmm.
And usually when I'm really drunk, it's like that song, Why Do You Only Call Me When You're High? It's like I contact him when I'm very drunk. It's just like a habit.
Yeah.
And so I was just like, I was bar hopping, and I was like, you know what, I'm going to bar hop in his area.
Yeah.
And then it turned into, I'm going to find this man. But I spent too much money on a cab to go between the bars that he's usually at. Drank 2 margaritas at 2 bars alone.
Yeah.
Because I was like, he's not here, but I sat down, I smiled at the bartender, I have to have a margarita. 1 bar I went to, it had a margarita. Took a taxi to the other bar, I'm like, guy.
Yeah.
And went in there, and it was the quietest bar I've ever been in. It was like 5 people watching soccer, some looking at their phones, and the bartender was just like, what can I do for you? I'm like, I think I know you. And we reintroduced because she didn't remember me.
Uh-huh.
Which was whatever.
Uh-huh.
And I left, and I was like, ugh, there's 2 other bars that he goes to. Mm-hmm. And stop being pathetic. I'm going to get in this cab, pay too much money, go home. What did I do when I got home? It doesn't matter. I just felt mad stupid. But I was proud of myself. I'm like, I didn't call him. I didn't text him. And then the next morning, I look at my phone, and I have a 2-second, literally a 2-second outgoing call to him.
And I was like, ugh, damn it. But it was two, it was literally 2 seconds, though. Like, it rang for 2 seconds. Mm-hmm. And I guess I ended it.
Do you think it went through?
I feel like it may have gone through because it registers as 2 seconds outgoing, you know? I don't know if that means, we can test it right now. You can call me and hang up. So I just felt real pathetic. Oh, but I feel like I'm on a road to ignoring this guy.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, you're getting there. You are getting
there. Yeah, I'm getting to the point in my internal argument where I'm just angry at him and I'm not, like, just sad. Mm-hmm. I'm just mad.
You feel that that helps you?
Yeah, because it's just me cursing him out to the Arctic Monkeys instead of me, like, performing some magical, like, dance feat that he's filming. It just gets crazy.
You know
crazy.
Why it's hard? It's like, I don't want to be mad at Kardeem, you know? Because there's not really that much to be mad about. Mm-hmm. So it's like, how do you get over it without hating that person? Because it's very easy to get someone over someone when you hate them.
Yeah, you just gonna be like, fuck you, I'm gonna talk to you again.
Yeah.
Smell. You have to see it from their point of view.
Yeah.
You have to see
the what... way you said that reminded me of
it. Oh, no!
Oh, fuck.
Continue. Look, he doesn't even care.
I feel like when I've, in the past when I've gotten broken up with, I feel like what helps me get through is to see it from that person's perspective. Mm-hmm. I'm not what they wanted. Mm-hmm. Or something's changed and they're not willing to deal with what it could be. And that's fine. Because the person that I want to spend the rest of my life with will be able to handle that. They won't be like, oh, I'm not sure. They'll be sure.
Yeah. True.
Yeah. Although it's like hard to accept.
Yeah. And I was going to say,
you have the baddest bitch in the fucking world. Exactly. You should be able to deal with anything.
Like Beyonce, I'm not your average bitch boy.
Although, so I married to an average bitch boy. That's a fucking fact. Sorry.
Average bitch.
I'm just putting my life in Beyonce's lyrics.
Which I'm sure is what she wanted, you know?
Yeah, right. She
the accomplished in that it. Sentence is so important.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's very important.
Bitch boy.
So she is a bitch boy, but she's not average, or she's not your average bitch.
Yeah.
Boy.
Yeah.
Like, it's like just going to be like self-control exception. At this point.
What's happening
I
here?
I really wish we're just someone like, liked me the way you like seem to like this guy.
Because fuck him! Sorry, I'm so mad. He doesn't know.
And that's why...
He doesn't know how much.
That's why it kind of feels stupid, you know?
It's because, so much.
Like, the whole thing was like, we got into this as young, fresh hoes, and we're like, yeah, polyamory's fun and cool and new, and everything's fun and exciting and going real well, but we're in some, like, low-ass times, you know?
Lowest times.
Right, and, like, we bought it on ourselves, you know? Like, our other...
Yeah.
We should. Like, our previous relationships that we're still in are going A-okay.
Great.
Like, there's just pain that didn't necessarily need to be there.
But there was an urge we that needed pain to be ourselves. Answered and to be fulfilled.
Exactly. And I know that in my heart, but I feel like people listening are just like,
bitch is fucking up. They'll never do this shit.
Dumb hoes.
Yeah, but are we dumb hoes? Yeah.
Yes. Not for that reason, though. No, for other reasons.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I just feel like a part of the reason, or one thing I've learned from this is, like, don't date somebody who's monogamous and not interested in you being polyamorous if you're polyamorous.
Yeah.
Because you're never going to convert anybody.
You know what? That is, like, entering into a relationship trying to change somebody.
Yeah.
It's never going to happen.
It's never going to happen.
I should have seen all the signs. He's in a monogamous relationship. Had no interest in changing it. And I was like... No, I'm gonna make this happen. I'm gonna make this work.
Yeah.
No.
Holding on to hope that just shouldn't be there, you know?
Although, he was giving me hope. You don't make out with people, touch their titties.
It's like he asked me to be his girlfriend. So it's just like, you know, somewhere in there.
Why did he tell me he loved
me? He's willing to change.
He told you he loved you.
He knows how I feel about him. That's why I was mad suspicious. Like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
Because we all say I love you during... But the, stuff's going.
But the thing is that, like, sex. When you know that someone likes you a lot...
I was getting ahead.
I love you. I said that to you over text or something like that, right?
Did you?
No, he said that to you over text. I don't love you.
Oh, no. It was over text, and it was after I just said that cinematography was worthless to a blind person.
What's the context for that?
Doesn't matter. It's true. That's all
that
matters.
That's beautiful. I love that.
I'm just like, what? You don't say that to somebody who you know is, like, very much in love with you. So he can die. Maybe, everyone can die.
Maybe because you're so much better looking than him, he kind of likes the power.
He definitely likes the power dynamic. I think he gets a lot out of it.
I can see why.
And I just can't do that to myself anymore. That's it for Fuck Me.
Literally, Fuck Me. Might be the saddest Fuck Me that there's ever been.
No. I had a sad one. I thought I was going to bring up a John.
Oh, yeah, that was sad. But this is like a dual sad one. Like, it's never been sad. Oh, on yeah. Sad.
Yeah. Sad on sad.
Yeah. Well, you had a good day, though.
It's the best day of my life this morning. Fuck you, man. Sorry. Now on to Fuck You,
the segment where we talk about your lives, and you can, this is me pretending to be happy. You can write in your questions, comments, concerns, critiques, clitorises to ihupodcast@gmail.com.
Describe them to us.
Alliteration. Next week, we're having a fully mailbag episode. Yeah, so all of the questions that you sent us that we haven't read yet, expect yours to be read.
Yeah.
We haven't forgotten about you. We were saving it for this big show. So today, we have just a little short feedback from Tunde. And we read Tunde stuff all the time. Because it's always short and sweet, you know? So Tunde writes, Hey ladies.
No comment.
Feel like I'm writing in every week now, but y'all ask, so my fantasies. FFM threesome, like most dudes. More specifically, threesome with both of y'all.
Hey!
Thank you, Tunde.
Thanks, man.
Yeah. Public sex where we actually get caught. Orgy. Eight or more. Even number of sexes. The fact that it had such detail. Voyeurism. And then fantasies he's been asked to fulfill. Choke her to the point of almost unconsciousness. Wow. Slap her. Call her a bitch, whore, slut. And get pegged.
Wait, he's done it?
I don't know.
Have you been pegged, Tunde?
He's just been asked to fulfill that.
I was just asking him.
Oh, say it. Sorry.
Have you been pegged, Tunde? How is it?
Mm-hmm.
And did you choke this girl to unconsciousness? Mm-hmm. How did you feel about it? Mm-hmm. Were you scared that you would kill her?
Yeah.
So that would be my concern. Mm-hmm. But maybe you liked it, you know? There's no problem there.
Yeah, maybe she likes
to
die.
And then I think I had one more question.
When are we going to get this threesome on and bopping?
Yeah, yeah. Aren't you bait? You're far away.
We are now entering host season 2 now that I'm coming off of a breakup.
Exactly.
Just kidding.
So if you're... Oh, sorry. I was like, all about it. No, that was okay.
No, we're still entering host season 2.
That hasn't changed.
It's just not because I'm off of a breakup. I'm just reflecting.
Woo!
It's like not going to be host season 2.
It'll be better?
No.
It'll be different.
I think I'm just going to sit, you know?
You're going to sit out.
Ruminate.
You know?
It's summer.
Do what you got to do. I mean, you can still have fun in the summer without hoeing it.
Yeah.
I'm just going to spend my summer getting fingered in bars. That's the goal.
That's the quotable from this episode, goddammit.
I love that. That sounds
amazing. It's going to be my summer.
All right, in bars. Yeah.
Well, that's it for the Inner Ho Uprising. Again, I'm Sam. That's Shavika. You can find us on Twitter at @Slam_pal.
Sam has given up on life.
This is the last episode you'll hear with Sam.
I fucking quit.
Oh, we love her. You can find us on Twitter at @Slam_pal, on Instagram at @Slam_pal, on YouTube at youtube.com/SlamPalProductions, and Facebook at @SlamPalProductions.
Periscope!
At @Slam_pal.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good job. I'm so happy. Introduce yourself. And me, if you're feeling fun.
Oh. Did already.
Well, no, you weren't like, follow me at.
Oh, you can follow me on Instagram at Shanika Powell. That's it. I don't do Twitter.
Snapchat?
You can follow me on Snapchat at Volcano Vulva.
Okay. Alright, well, I'm Sam, aka Kill Me Please. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at SlamRidd, SlamRidd. And you can follow me on Snapchat for my thirst traps at SamAnnerz, Samanners. Review us on iTunes. I think that's it.
Yeah, review us on iTunes, comment on our stuff, share us, tell your friends about us. Because if you want to share in our success, help us succeed.
What?
I don't know.
Now for a little something sexy.
Nigga. 100% nigga. I'm 100% nigga. I'm 200% nigga. Nigga. Why do police hate nigga?